All right, gang, it's puck off time. That's right. Fraser Smith here, Joe Bartnick there. And Joe, where are you?
In Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my God, this is so appropriate. Wow. After today's news, I guess, right?
Yeah, I had to fly in to see it myself.
Well, I'm in Las Vegas, and I'm performing this week at the Tropicana with Don Morera. And I know you're out on the road with the great Bill Burr doing some shows, and you guys are in Columbus. And that is fitting because of today's news. The Blue Jackets fired their coach, Todd Richards, today and hired our old friend, John Tortorella.
Yes, yes. Before we get into the French, I just want to thank all the fans. We've been to Fort Wayne, Fort Wayne, Dayton, Cincinnati, not even NHL towns. People just love Puck Off, and I thank you guys so much for listening. We had such a blast hanging out, talking hockey with everybody. And that's why I was up at 8 in the morning looking at my notes, because you guys mean a lot to us. Well, and I praise everyone up. How's the captain? And, kind of ribbing you about the Kings.
Well, so far my picks haven't looked too good,
so I guess I just want to get that out before I forgot, because we love the guys, we love the fans.
Yeah, the fans,
guys,
are awesome.
And gals. But Torts, I mean, what, you know what? How, I mean, you don't think that Saz wants to get in the time machine and go back to Chicago now?
you know what, buddy? I was thinking that immediately. That was my first thought. That poor guy. It's got to be tough on him. He probably really wants to kill his agent now.
Right. Well, you know, when you're 0-7, you know, you get Tortorella.
Yeah, that's what you get. Well, what do you think? How do you think his style will do there?
You know, it'll probably work out because their defense is with lack. I mean, obviously they have good young forwards that can score. Bobrovsky, former Vezina winner, has over 5 goals against average.
Well, he's had a terrible start for him. But people are saying it's really not all his fault, that the defense is really, you know, they've had bad defense.
Yeah, I mean, they have one unit that's been playing good. Jack Johnson doesn't even look good. He's not even Jack Johnson's unit. They're just not. They're not very good, and the other guys they have the guys are playing okay on defense, but you know, I mean, it's a whole team. They have to play better on defense, you know. So he'll get the forwards to come back. He'll get everyone to lay in front of the puck. It'll be boring for everybody, but I mean, Jack Johnson's played in. Leonard Tootin has played horribly. Savard's played okay. Murray's been the only one that's played pretty good. I mean, Dalton Proud has played terrible, too. So, you know, it's everyone's fault. And now they'll be back skating until Christmas.
Well, you know, it's too bad for Todd Richards. A lot of people say he's a pretty good coach. And, you know, when you look at his record, he's had a pretty good record overall. But a change had to be made. They're 0-7 off to a terrible start. And so now they get Torts.
Yeah, it's they were playing pretty good the other night. Then Nick Henry just let in 4 unanswered. I mean, blaming the goaltender is the easiest thing and the dumbest thing and the laziest thing.
At some point you got to
stop the puck. At some point, you have to stop the puck. I mean, Bobrovsky had an 830 save percentage.
Wow.
I mean, Captain, you had a better win in Kalamazoo.
I think I did. That's not good. Well, you know, I think he's better than that, but, you know, he hasn't had a lot of help, and we'll have to see what happens under the new coach.
And, I mean, let's face it. They're already, when the Penguins were 0-3, they were panicking. And now at least they're back to .500 hockey. Thanks to Jaromir Jagr.
Well, and Sid got his first couple of points. He got a goal and a couple of assists there.
Yeah, he looked good. You know, Jagger woke him up. He hit him in the balls, and like it woke up the bear.
And Kessel's doing okay. He's got a couple of goals.
Yeah, Kessel's sitting in. He's playing good. I remember last week I was begging Gino and Flower to step up. Flower has looked amazing. Back to Flower power. And all Gino has is 3 goals, 3 games, 2 game winners. Boom.
Yeah,
Gino, monster Gino.
Gino's looking great. And Flower's looking very good. He had a lot of saves there the other night.
Some really big time saves. Just really, really playing good hockey. I mean, playing well. We're still shaking on defense, but we're hanging in there. We're going to get Fair back. We're going to get Duper back. They had the right to ship this week. They had the right. And then when you think about it, they lost to Dallas. Dallas is number one in the Central. They lost to the Arizona, who's beat all of our favorite teams. And they lost to Montreal, who's undefeated.
Yeah,
maybe some of those wins aren't as horrible as we thought they were.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. They're starting to come on, too. And, Arizona's been a surprise, although they've lost, I think, 3 in a row now. But they got off to a really good start. And, their story is they're rookies. Max Domi is playing really well. He's got, I think, 3 goals, 3 assists or something like that. And this kid, Duclair.
I love the Duke. He just got a hat trick.
Yeah.
Who do you think the Rangers want now? The shirt or the Duke?
I'd take the Duke right now. The Duke's looking pretty good. I think that may be the story.
Hello?
I think that may be the story of the early part of the season, Joe, is the play of the rookies in the league. There's been some really good play by some of the rookies around the league, and not just the top 2 picks. Although I saw Connor McDavid the other night finally got a couple of goals. He really looked good.
Yeah, McDavid put on the Ritz a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
It was like, put on your dancing shoes. That's what everyone came to see.
Yeah, and that's how he looked, too. He looked slick and fast and everything everybody thought he was going to be. Had a couple of goals.
It was fun to see. Larkin still played okay, but Detroit lost to the Hurricanes. What happened, Cap?
Well, I don't know, man. We got to get back on track. We're off to kind of a so-so start. We look real good, then we don't look so good. Dylan Larkin has a lot of people talking, and he did have a point in each of his first 5 games, But the coach, Jeff Blashill, still says he's got a lot to learn and, still making some rookie mistakes, too. But, man, that kid is 19 years old. Pretty impressive.
I think it's all going to work out. I just love the way the 2 best teams in the Metro, the 3 best teams in the Metro, because I'll put the Rangers up there, are playing out of sight. I mean, John Tavares is playing MVP hockey right now.
Yeah, he looks great.
He's stepping up. He's scoring all the goals. And Halak is looking like a president candidate. I mean, they're clicking on all cylinders. They got Nielsen, Kumalin scored a big goal. Clutterbuck put one in. Oposto's back. Like, he's never been hurt. The Islanders are rocking and rolling, I'll tell you right now.
Well, you're right about that. And aside from our favorite Carey Price, I think Halak looks like the best goalie in the league right now.
Those are big words. And I think you're right, though. I'll jump to Montreal on the bit, but I think you're right. The other thing is, Backstrom comes back, doesn't miss a beat. The Capitals, they're hurting people too. I mean, Kunetsov, he looks like Malkin when Malkin was right. I mean, he's putting on clinics on people, and Ovi's back crushing it. That Backstrom didn't miss a beat. Oshie's fitting in over there real nicely, which we knew he would.
Yep.
And Holtby stopped and everything, too. The Capitals are going to be badass.
I think those Caps really helped themselves more than anybody else in the offseason, and I think it's going to show up for them.
Yeah. And you know what? The other thing at the beginning of this year, too, you got to love the New York Rangers. Hank looks like he's in playoff form right now. And then last night they had R-A-A-T-A left to have Dana do the pronunciation. Rada. He got a shutout. So well, Hank's got a good backup again.
Yeah, his countrymen there getting it done.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Kreider's, I know you love Kreider, his Wings fan. Kreider could go to the All-Star game this year. He's playing really good. Even Victor Foss, the fast man, looking good. Between the Metro and the Central, I mean, those are the two divisions. Stanley.
Well, you're right. Rangers look good and early on. And you know who looked really good to me, although they got some bad news today? Stastny broke his foot and will be out. So that's not good news. But I thought the Blues have been looking very good until they got beat by Montreal 3-0. Up until then, they looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, well, you know, your buddy Tarasenko, he's another guy just putting on clinics. He's running a hockey school.
Yeah, he looks good, man. And the Blues look good until that game in Montreal. Stastny.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. We're having a little delay trouble here. It's no biggie. You know, that nothing stops puck off, but there is a slight delay.
No, I'll tell you, and a shout-out to Johnny, because I guess he cleaned that up from last week, because I only had one complaint, which was good. He was all worried about it, so Johnny's doing a fantastic job.
You know, Johnny always does the best job. He'll get it all straightened out. But we are...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're on the road.
We're on location in Vegas. We're in Dayton. I mean, Columbus. We're killing it. I know that they look like, you know, tits, tits, tits for Captain Kangaroo. The big news is Duncan Keith, 4 to 6 weeks.
Gosh, that's got to hurt. You know, and he's never been out. He never misses games. But I guess, this is a bad one. So he'll be out for 4 to 6. And you hate to lose that guy.
No, and one of our favorite fans, his name is on Twitter, Morris Buttermaker.
Right.
Like Bad Affairs.
Yeah.
He always gets on me for saying Comiskey wrong, but we got it right now. He's wondering if they're going to bring him back. The kid, bring him up. And now I guess looking at Vyshnovsky, who they cut the last cut in camp, the old Islander King. I think they need a trade. I think they need a trade. Well, they need a top four guy.
Well, yeah,
you can't lose. I mean,
it's hard to lose Duncan Keith, and he's the best in the game, and so to lose him is tough. Yeah, they might have to make a trade. The good news is they've got people to trade.
Well, you know, I guess they do. They never had everyone from Columbus.
Yeah. There they go again. You know who's playing well for the Blackhawks is this Artemi, I'm just going to screw up his name, Panarin. Couple of goals.
Oh, yeah.
Five assists. Yeah, looking good.
He's doing well. They're all, that division's so hard. They're just kind of playing their normal, playing okay. And they're a wild card team.
Yeah. Well, remember last year? They are. I think come playoff time, they're going to be rocking again. But, they have to deal with the Duncan Keith issue right now.
Well, put it this way. Look at that division. There is no better team. No team got off to a hotter start. Kick butts, took names, chewing bubblegum with Roddy Piper than the Winnipeg Jets. And they're a wild card team.
You're right.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, here's your leaders right now as of the tape of Wednesday. You got in the division, you got Dallas, Nashville, and St. Louis are in. And then the wild card teams are Winnipeg and Minnesota. And then behind them in one game, Chicago, and then the Avalanche is fourth. There's no teams in the West. The bottom four teams in the West are in the wild card. Crazy.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, Pacific Division's off to kind of a slow start. Look at the Ducks. You know, and yet the Ducks are going to do great this year. It's really early still, you know. But a lot of the guys in Pacific really haven't gotten it going. I think the Sharks look the best in that division right now in the Pacific. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that I think will still come on.
Well, I think Vancouver, I think Ryan Miller's playing amazing ball. We'll see how long that lasts, and we'll see how long he can last. He's never been known as the Iron Man. I think the Sharks are for real. I mean, they got Martin Jones and stuff and everything. Arizona, a nice story. They're going to fade.
They'll fade.
But the Kings need a defenseman. Well, you know, the big rumors are now that the Dana Chara is healthy, that they're looking to move Z. They said Edmonton, Chicago, or L.A. Now, I think if it's Edmonton, the Dana Chara will just say, move him back to my country. Right?
Well, I don't know. You know, Edmonton is rebuilding. It's going to take a couple years, I think. He's at an age where if he goes somewhere, he's going to want to go to somewhere that's ready right now. But that is the rumor that Edmonton's interested in him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a Yager, you'll go to Florida. You know, you'll go to Florida if it's, like, close, or Arizona maybe, or L.A. You're not going to Edmonton to wait for them to do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's
so no offense to Edmonton.
No, in fact, I think Edmonton's going to be really good in a couple of years. You know, but yeah, for a guy like Charo, he wants something now because he's at that age. What is he, 37?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Already won, too, so he's not chopping too hard at the bit.
Yeah.
You know,
he's not chopping
hard enough to go plug his car in.
Yeah, right. That's right. By the way, you mentioned your boy Yager. What a great start. What an unbelievable start.
He was like, he's 27. It's just so great. He hit Sid in the nuts, and he woke Sid up. He's just doing everything for me. I love the man. what your Calgary Flames.
I know.
They just waved their opening night goaltender. Bravo. Wave.
I saw that. Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, I don't get that because they had, first of all, that was my pick, wasn't it? I think I picked them. you come in third or something.
You picked them second.
I picked them second. What a mistake. Well, you know, you never know. It's real early. But they're not off to a good start at all. They look bad. What do you think the problem is there?
I think they let a skirt in the chicken house. No, I don't know. I mean, I just think they had good mojo last year. Then they bring in Dougie Hamilton, and he moves the defense around. Don Brockley isn't fixed. You could have used a number two center or big winger.
Yeah, maybe that.
And does. Obviously, they had a lot. I mean, everything went so perfect for those guys last year.
Well, it really did.
It can't go perfect.
No, it really did. And I thought by adding, I like Dougie Hamilton, and you thought that was a bad move. And I always thought, good move. But maybe that was the wrong guy. Whatever it is, they're not playing with the same fire that they did, you know, last year. Last year, they had a pretty nice year.
It's not the first time that you've seen guys, teams have a great kind of come out of nowhere and have a great run and then disappear. I mean, look at the Blue Jackets. 2 years ago, they almost beat the Penguins in the playoffs. They were like, oh my God, this team's up and coming. And this year, they're picking to win a division. They got, you know, and it's just, it hasn't come together, you know?
Yeah. That's it sometimes goes like that. Do you think Calgary will pull out of this tailspin? Or you think they're in for a long season?
I pull out and play respectable hockey and get it together, yes. Pull out of it? and then beat the Kings and the Sharks and the Ducks to a playoff spot or a wild card spot? No, that I don't believe.
Okay. Now, you know our good friend Tom Likas, right? The radio broadcaster. I had Tom on my KLOS show the other night, and he's a huge Kings fan and really knows his hockey. So I said to him, well, how do the Kings look so far? And he goes, you know, and he's a big fan. He goes, I don't know. And then I said, well, what do you think about the Ducks? And he goes, Ducks look fantastic. Even though they are not off to a really great start, that his comments were basically based on what he sees, what he thinks they're going to be. And he's saying they look great, and Kings, he's not sure about. So there's a guy who really goes to almost all the Kings games and goes to a lot of Ducks games, and that's his comment.
Yeah, the Kings need to get rid of, not out of anger or not to ship them out, but they need to get rid of either Clifford or Lewis or Nolan. A couple of these third and fourth line guys, they have decent contracts that someone will take their winners. They got two cups and get defensemen. That's what they need. They need to go get some defensemen. I mean, that might be a trade with the Jets. You know, maybe, although the Jets don't need any forwards, but someone with a surplus, maybe the Blues, although I don't like their defensemen, but other people seem to. Somewhere where there's a plethora of defensemen, they need to get it one or two. Because that's their biggest thing. They don't have any defensemen.
Yeah, well, that's right. And the Voinov thing still haunts them. You know, the loss of his play and that is the area they're deficient in. How do you think Quickie's playing so far?
A couple games I've seen, I've watched in its entirety are been the ones they've played terrible in. I've seen highlights of the close ones they've won, which is, I guess they're winning 2-1. I'm sure he's playing pretty good. You know, I'm sure he's doing okay. He did not come out of the gate well at all, though. You have to admit that. So
yeah, no. Yeah, no, that's right. I don't think he looks like the Quickie of old, but again, it's early. And again, you know, always I wish they could have kept Martin Jones.
Yeah, well, he was so. The thing with Quick though is he's so young. He could be mediocre for a couple more years, and you're still going to have him in his prime of his career another five. I hate to get down on him too much. I mean, they need to pick up. I mean, Kopitar has played a lot better. But they need a little bit more out of. And I think Dustin came in pretty good. But they need Gabrick only has like one goal. They need more out of the seven. Toffoli's played great. The other 70s guys haven't done anything.
Well, that's right. Toffoli has
Carter. Carter hasn't done much. I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around that locker room, in my opinion.
And how do you think Luch looks so far?
I think Luch has looked like Luch looked in Boston last year, which is flashes of the old Luch, and most of the time just dreaming of Luch.
Yeah. Because, you know, no, I think that's a good assessment. He didn't have his best year last year. We were real excited when he came to the Kings. We kind of thought that's what they needed. And it really hasn't delivered so far what we were hoping. But, you know, again, it's early. And Gabrick, I am disappointed there because, you know, he's a favorite of mine. And I think he's a scoring machine when he's on. But he's only got one goal, I think.
Yeah, they need to get in the gear. Luckily for them, you know, I mean, Calgary's stinking this year, and you got Arizona, you know, the Ducks are not playing great either, so they can kind of, you know, not do so good right now, but they got to pick it up, and they need to figure out the defense. And if I didn't say for 6 months how Christian Ehrhoff wasn't the answer, I'm not going to say it anymore. Not the answer. Not the answer, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you. I think they need to pick it up. They didn't have the season they wanted last year. They still have a lot of talent on that squad. and they haven't really kicked it in. And what do you think's going on with the Ducks? The Ducks are so loaded. Everybody was raving about them preseason. What's going on there? They're off to a slow start.
I just think slow start. I once again, Barbecue Bruce screwing up a two-car funeral. You're breaking up. Does Lindy Ruff break up Tegan and Jamie Benn?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to break up Batman and Superman. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You sat around all summer and thought to yourself, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to break up Perry and Getzlaf.
Well, yeah. You know what? I didn't get that move. You don't mess with what's working, right?
No. And I do like Beauchemin. I'm missing him. You know, I love Beauchemin. I mean, Lord knows he hasn't turned Colorado around. But, you know, I like Bieksa. Bieksa is a pretty good replacement, but I think Beauchemin was an older guy, calming influence on some of those young guys on the back end. And, you know, and he's running around here with different goaltenders, you know. The backup guy who's been playing the last couple games, he played all right, but, you know, Hans Christian Andersen, not knowing where he stands. A good coach, the Ducks would be in much better shape with a real coach.
You're always on Barbecue Bruce, and probably with good reason. He loves a goalie controversy, doesn't he?
And even now, he'll be like, okay, well, Bruce, you have fun, you know, 300 goaltenders. But why are you messing up the top line?
Well, that was really that was really dumb. Now, you were predicting he might be gone halfway through the season. Is that still something you think will happen?
Yeah, I don't like to see people lose their jobs, but I don't see how you can sit on if they're in points out of a playoff spot at Christmas. I don't see how he's the coach.
Well, you know, that's yeah. If they keep going like this, because I think everyone had high hopes for the Ducks, and like I say, Tom Lykus, he's pretty knowledgeable about hockey. He was saying, "Man, Ducks look great." But I don't see it. I don't see it yet. And I think it is a lot of that.
The games I've seen, they have looked good. I think the best two teams I enjoy watching the most, obviously, are the Islanders and the Capitals. Just a little old Patrick divisions, you know, the way they play. But the best team I've seen, this is a no-brainer. The Montreal Canadiens are firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, they look unbelievable. And
Price looks amazing. The backup looks amazing. You got Pacioretty scoring, Fleischman scoring, Plekanec, Gallagher. They're all lighting. They're just scoring at will on teams, it seems like.
Well, they are, and Carey Price, the best goalie in the game. Although, you're right, their backup played great the other night.
Yeah, I mean, there's no kinks in that armor. You know what? And, you know, some teams take a vicious playoff loss and they never recover, i.e. the Toronto Maple Leafs. And some teams take a vicious playoff loss and just it forges steel. And I kind of think that's what happened to the Canadians. I mean, they're on a different level right now.
Well, they are. They're playing above everybody else right now. And they did have a disappointing playoff run last year. Everybody thought they were going to go deeper, and you know, it was a surprise to everyone. I think kind of a shock. And then you have to see how they start out the next season. Are they going to start out flat because of that, or like they have? They've just come out of the gates just rocking, and they look like you say. It's an obvious choice. They're the best team.
And also in the Atlantic, Boston, they got Krejci back. And Krejci's having a good year. Bergeron starting to put the puck in net. They got Chara back. They're starting to be competitive again.
They're going to give people
a fight.
Yeah, Bruins look better than I thought.
You were throwing dirt on them.
I was. I got to admit that. But they look okay. I was surprised.
Yeah. Bergeron, he woke up. He's playing a lot better. But, you know, Krejci's getting points in every game. He was not himself last year. That's a big help. And Hayes is playing pretty good. He's playing pretty good. Spooner's playing pretty good. Char is, you know, even though Char is not, the Char of old, having him out there is a big help to that team.
Well, you're right. I think it's a steadying effect, a calming effect, because they know the old pros back there. And he could be gone soon, though. What do you think?
I think Chara might go. If Chicago or the Kings blow the roof off the place, he might go tomorrow. But if not, he might go at the deadline. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes at the deadline.
And what is your pick as to where he might go?
Chicago or LA, a team with a really good farm system. Chicago has a great farm system. LA has a great farm system. Because you're going to have to get a lot back when they trade Chara. It's one thing to trade Lynch. It's another thing to trade Chara.
Well, that's true.
when you trade Chara, you're essentially saying we are giving up this era of Bruin hockey.
On that era, on that regime, yeah. How do you think he would help the Kings? Do you think, obviously, they need defense?
He would help the Kings immensely. He'd be a 3-4 pair, and he'd play half the game. He'd be on the penalty kill, and he would help them immensely. And less Christian Ehrhoff.
Yeah.
Less Christian Ehrhoff.
Yeah, which is always good. Well, all right. But
there's one point I want to make about coaching, though. We make fun of, we tease Babcock. But Babcock, there's a guy in Toronto, Leo Komarov, who I always knew had talent and had a nice heart, a good kicker. Yeah, his coaches have always been, whatever you want to say about the organization. But now Babcock has Komarov playing great hockey. It's good. It's fun to see people make a difference in people's lives.
Well, Babcock's a great coach, and he's going to get some people going there, and he's going to pull off some surprises. But you can't do it overnight.
No, and I'll tell you what, Stamkos is playing like he doesn't want to get traded.
Yeah.
Stamkos is playing like, hey, Stevie Y, give me a contract.
Hey, I wanted to ask you.
Stamkos has played some phenomenal hockey.
How did the Lightning look to you so far?
The triplets don't have the magic that they had last year, but the defense is playing great. I will tip my hat to Mr. Bishop. Bishop is playing great goaltending, great goal, playing great net. And Stamkos is carrying. He's back to being. It's not the triplets team anymore. It's Stamkos' team again. It looks like to me.
Well, it's the first time I've ever heard you praise Bishop, ever.
Yeah, hey, I give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, he is playing well. So the Lightning look okay.
The Lightning looks good. Lightning looks good. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll come back. We'll listen to this ad and come back with the awards. Hey, Puck Off fans, it's Joe Bartnick, and we are still pumping up SeatGeek. Yes, we know it works. It's amazing. We have fans, Johnny Bench, we all love it. All you have to do is punch in the promo code PUCK, CECK, to the SeatGeek app, and you get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. It will take you less than 1 minute to download the app today. SeatGeek does a ton of things that other ticketing sites don't do. The first thing is SeatGeek pulls up all the ticket options from hundreds of online ticket sellers to create one-stop shopping for tickets. When you shop on SeatGeek, you see virtually every ticket option available for that game, all on one page. No need to go anywhere else. We also have a feature called the Deal Score. It ranks every ticket on the market with a 1 to 100 value. It plots the best deals on the color-coded interactive map, so you can easily identify the best ticket values in that building at a glance. Finally, with the mobile app, it makes the buying process seamless. No more typing squiggly lines in a box you can't read. No, on SeatGeek, you can store your credit card, and when you find your ticket, it's two clicks, and boom, you have a ticket to the game at the same time. There is no faster way to buy tickets. So remember, download the free SeatGeek app today. enter promo code PUCK. SeatGeek will then send you $20 once you've made your first SeatGeek purchase. And by the way, every SeatGeek purchase is 100% guaranteed. So download the free SeatGeek app today and enter the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K. Enjoy the game and have $20 on me and Frazier and SeatGeek to go buy some beers.
All right, that's great. We are back on Puck Off, guys. It's the On the Road division. Frazier Smith here in Las Vegas, and Joe Bartnick in the new home of Johnny Torts, Columbus, Ohio. And it's kind of fun doing the On the Road thing. I am having a slight delay in everything, but Johnny tells me that's not going to be a problem. So we are rolling, and we've had a great show so far, but now it's time for awards.
Awards. So, Frazier, who is your dirtbag? Flyer fans for chanting, she said no to Pastor Kane.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For hitting sit in the ball.
That's a possible one. How about the situation room in Chicago for that Gallagher goal against Mazarik, where they had the coach's challenge? It really wasn't.
It's your award, sir.
Well, that was really, it wasn't really dirt baggy, but I just didn't, you know. All right. I'm going with Flyer fans.
There you go.
You're always safe. You're always safe when you pick Flyer fans.
You make friends in every other city.
That's right. Do. I still love the Flyers, but I'm going to pick them this
right.
year.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Now for the skirt award. Skirt award of the week.
Okay,
and we have three options. Number one, which kind of leads to the goons of the week, is Bouwmeester of St. Louis got treated like a pinata by the Winnipeg Jets, or John Carlson of the Washington Capitals played the puck completely weak. The other night against the Calgary Flames, and let Calgary score a goal. He was along the board. It's just a very weak pass back to Brooks Orpik, just like it looked like a girl. And then the true skirt of the week, Dennis Weidman of the Calgary Flames got bullied, pushed over and abused by Kunetsov of the Washington Capitals, and he scored a pretty goal. Basically wrote Carey Ramos butt taken out of town, or Carey Ramos. So, first of the week, take your pick.
I'm going with Weidman.
There you go. All right. Weidman is the spirit of the week. For the Bob Probert Award, the Bob Probert, no one, we don't give that award out every week, so nobody gets that award this week. That one's sacred. You don't give that one to anybody.
Yeah, you got to have a fight and a goal. Right.
Yeah, or something, it has to be something Probert with it. It has to be something, a fight and a goal is the technical one. Sometimes we'll give it to a Ross if it's like, a Tavares or, something out of the ordinary. But you got to earn that one.
That's a tough one.
The Ronnie James Dio MVP, man on the Silver Mountain. Come down with fire. Lift my spirit higher. Someone screaming my name. Come and make me holy again. I'm the man on the Silver Mountain. Two choices. Anthony Duclair, the Duke, the hat trick. Second option, Geno Malkin, three wins, three goals.
Well, I got to say, Geno's
calling him out.
Geno's playing great, and I got to say that he really is. But I'm going to go with the Duke because he's
there. You go, the Duke.
Yeah, he's new. He's making a difference. Look at those two rookies there.
Right on.
Both of them.
Look at that.
And Max Domi, too. Max Domi's looking great.
Yeah. All right. Now the fan favorite one, the Goon of the Week.
TNT. Oi. I'm dynamite. Oi. TNT. Oi. I'll win the fight. Oi. TNT. Oi. I'm a power. Oi. Yo. Oi. TNT. Watch me explode.
The Goon of the Week. Two this week. Both done by our favorites, the Winnipeg Jets. One is my man Adam Lowry absolutely destroyed Jay Bomeister at the blue line along the wall. And then another one was sent in by a fan, but also just ridiculous. Same game. Big Buff absolutely destroyed Jay Bomeister again. So,
yeah. Poor old Bomeister.
Probably give it to Lowry. Probably give it to Lowry, just Adam Lowry, because it's always big. Big Buff always gets it.
Well, that's I think let's go with Lowry. You're right, because we always give Big Buff the award. So let's go with Lowry right. This time.
Lowry this time, all right. And now the Cinderella save of the week. So we're going to show some Philly love with Neuberg on the Patrick Kane wraparound. Six saves. And Christian Anderson of the Ducks on Max Domi. Jonathan Bernier of the Toronto Maple Leafs going side to side with the blocker stopping Sidney Crosby. Dumoulin of the Penguins clearing the crease away with Barkov barking at the door. Save Flowers' butt. Halak with the Snow Angel laying back to the Snow Angel against Columbus. And then probably my favorite with Anti Niemi. Three saves in a row, rapid fire in Philly. Borichov save. Giroux save. Then Simmons. He does the split. It was insane.
Well, I'm going with Antti Niemi.
Because there you go.
You know what? He has played impressively. As you predicted he would. You predicted he would have a good year.
How smart. It's a great Lindy Ruff look when he has a goaltender.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you said. And that's how he's really helping out.
Yeah, they're playing. We're going to be in Pittsburgh, me and Burr and Ben Versey. But we're going to be performing. I'd love to leave a ticket at the door for Lindy Ruff for the second show.
Yeah, man.
The great Lindy Ruff.
He'd come out.
Yeah. All right. One more here. Fantasy update. Steve, when was in first place Rambo Terminator? In second place, the Swedish Hammer, but it's spelled like Jamerson, which is pretty cool. Johnny Bench is in sixth, and I am in tenth, charging technical difficulties because my computer's broke. But that's okay.
Wait a minute. Johnny Bench is beating you? Oh, your computer's broke. Okay.
Well, there's no excuses, but I really can't. I don't know how to change it. I don't know how to change it on my iPhone because I'm a moron and my computer is so. And when I broke out my iPad, I did it. So, no excuses. I'll be back come Christmas time. Sweet hands will be right there.
All right. Well, now where's Jose Galvez in the mix?
He's in the middle. He's 5 or 6.
Okay. Is he ahead of Johnny?
I am. He's ahead of Johnny,
Okay.
John Scott is in 11th place. As long as I'm ahead of John Scott.
That's all that matters.
We're happy. Yeah. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with the tweets.
All right, we're coming back with tweets on Puck Off right after this.
Hey everybody, Joe Bartnick here for FanDuel. What a week last week. Incredible big performances from so many guys. I mean, did you win money? I didn't win any money, but I'm gonna win money this week because I'm gonna go with Big Ben. Big Ben's coming back. I mean, who would have Landry Jones? Are you kidding me? I mean, but that's the great thing about FanDuel is you can change every week. FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football. The money is real. They pay out over $2 billion. Building a team is easy. Just pick your players, stand on the salary cap, sit back on Sunday, and watch your team win. Entry fee starts at just $1. Anyone can play. You think you know football? Prove it. Last week, Chris from North Carolina won $40,000 off $5 with FanDuel. That could be you. Join him and over 1 million users have already won money. It's never too late to join. Come and play with me every week this season at FanDuel. And remember, fans of Puck Off, if you click in the microphone in the top corner, Puck, there's a little microphone in the top right-hand corner. Click it and type in the code Puck. And for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. That means that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code Puck. P-U-C-K. So don't forget to use my code Puck today. That's FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel, F-A-N-D-U-E-L, FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
All right, buddy. It's time for tweets on Puck Off, and I know you have to run and do a show with Bill Burr tonight in Columbus, so we better get to our tweets. I think we only have one this week, although we've been getting a lot of tweets. You guys are great.
Yeah, you know what? And I apologize because I read the one I had on hand. I read for Morris Butterbank. So I read that one. Guys, we'll have mega tweets next time. We love when you guys tweet in, but because we're doing it from three different locations, I gotta make money.
Well, go get him, buddy. Tell Bill Burr hi. Have a great show tonight there in Columbus, and thanks for joining us, folks, here on Puck Off. I just want to mention one thing. I've got my new Laugh Factory TV show, the talk show, starting 10:30 Pacific time this Thursday. So check that out, and check us out on the road. Check Joe out on the tour. And we'll talk to you next week here on Puck Off. Frazier Smith and Joe Bartnick, we're out.